What's going on, Braves country? Hello and welcome to another episode of the Braves Beach House Podcast. We completed opening day, we got a big guest, and all that and more ahead on the Braves Beach House Podcast. Let's get it started. Patrick, game one in the books.
2025 spring training is upon us. Yesterday, game one, didn't quite get a W, but our production team, our new mascot, the concessions, a lot of W's out there still.
Yes, it was a great game, great turnout. I think it's got to be one of the higher attended opening days of the season. Parking lot was packed. I mean, you were walking around on the concourse on the plaza. What was Braves country feeling out there on the
concourse?
It's
so electric out there. This fan base of dedicated fans that make time for us, that bring the energy, it's mind-blowing. And they were there for it. We had a flyover before the game. We had a national anthem by elementary school students in center field. We had the tip of the cap from Chris Sale for the Cy Young. That was incredible. Energy at an all-time high in Braves country going into 2025 spring training.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had two friends. We had Blooper. We had our brand-new friend Palmer. We had special guests throwing out the first pitch with Dale Murphy. We had all sorts of people coming out for a big opening day.
It was so cool to see Palmer embraced by Braves country,
Absolutely.
Too, debuting a brand-new mascot for Cool Today Park. We were all anxious to see how that was going to go over. And besides the pitch clock violation that he cost us, he did great.
He did great, yeah. I mean, he got his pictures. He sold some T-shirts. I mean, he's all around town. People are loving Palmer, so it's good to see.
Keep Palm and carry on.
That's motto.
That's such a vibe.
Yeah.
It's good for us around here.
Absolutely. And there's baseball was played here as well, but like you said, the game didn't end in the result we really wanted. But we did have a homer, which was exciting to get the crowd going.
Yeah. Didn't see that one on the bingo card coming from Leon.
Yeah, I mean, but we're happy with it. We got our first homer in the book of the season. We had a huge 50-50 raffle winner yesterday.
We were over 17,000 on that 50-50, and we had so many other promotions going on. I feel like if we had a few more hits on that 50-50, could have gotten close to 20,000. But you know, with the Red Sox game coming up tomorrow, that we're going to be over 20,000, which means a lucky winner would take home $10,000 cold hard Braves cash.
It's going to be a great game today, as the podcast is coming out today on Tuesday. But everyone's wants to know, Patrick, how many skillet cookies did you consume?
Well, it depends on if we're talking quarters, fractions, extra innings, about 4.5. But what I really enjoyed, which homage to your friend Slicer, is the new pizza here at Cool Day Park. You know, and I'm kind of like Ratatouille. The chef needs to try a few things in the kitchen. And so we did a nice promo on the pizza, and they were so nice to bring us a whole fresh pie. And so we had a nice slice there that was hot. Cheese was melted. The crust has kind of a little garlic butter on it.
It's delicious.
I mean, slice pizza has it going on. So that might bypass the skillet cookie on my favorite concession item. I didn't see that coming.
That's shocking. I mean, pizza's delicious here, but I mean, I can't go wrong with a skillet cookie. I always have to
the whipped cream, the Hershey syrup. Woo, make a puppy dog pull a freight train.
It's delicious. All right. Well, we got a big interview coming up next. I know you sat down with Andrew Jones earlier this week.
Unbelievable. I mean, I got to shake one of my childhood heroes' hands. We got to talk to him about his upbringing. It turns out he grew up a Braves fan and an Oakland A's Bash Brothers fan.
Wow.
I didn't see that coming either.
No.
And talking about what it was like growing up in Carousel, what it was like playing in World Series. Truly an incredible opportunity there just to sit and talk to one of the Braves. Great. I'm still on cloud nine about that. And some pretty other special guests, too, that we'll reveal a little bit later on that have come through the podcast studio.
Ooh.
It's been like broadcasting fantasy camp, Harrison.
Yeah, it's amazing. When we get these emails of who's showing up on the show, it's just mind-blowing that they want to sit down with you here on the show. We'll have Andrew coming up, but first we're going shopping in the team store with Lynn. All right, we are outside the Braves Clubhouse team store here at Cool Day Park. We're getting ready to head inside and explore all the new merchandise for 2025 with Lynn. Hi, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Hi, Harrison. Welcome in. I think one of the first things we want to look at is this brand new collection that we have this year. It's the Margaritaville collection.
Yeah.
You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Still searching for my shaker of salt.
Well, I don't have it, but I do have some t-shirts that you can buy. So we've got all sorts of different styles. It's for men and women. We've got some camp shirts, we've got some t-shirts. And Harrison, if you'll step back just a little bit, fully embroidered hoodies.
Wow.
Yep, front and back. So these are just incredible. Haven't ever had anything like this, and the price point is phenomenal. So I'm really expecting these to do really well for us this year. So we're very excited. The other thing that's really cool, I can show you the women's stuff if you want to see that real fast.
Look.
You can get matching outfits for you and the family.
Wow, that's great.
But the other thing that's really great this year is they have joined with one of our other vendors, and we have some really exciting hard goods, if you want to call them that, but rally towels. And upstairs on our second level, which is where I think we're headed next, we've got things like can coolers, we've got magnets, we've got different keychains. So let's head upstairs and I'll show you those.
All right, let's go. I'm excited. Now, a lot of people have been asking if Blooper is going to be at Cooler Day Park this season, and Blooper's here, so we're covered.
So magnets, lanyards, if we walk this way, we've got this whole collection.
All these stickers are amazing.
I love these decals. I have a set ready to buy on my desk. So all the can coolers that match. And then over here on our spinner, got your hats, your A's with the palm trees on
them.
Even
some tropical
pieces. So lots of great stuff in our hard goods department. But I think you had a shirt that you wanted to look at specifically. So let's walk over here.
All right, let's see. Let's see what we got.
All right, so here we go. This shirt right here is the one that you like, Harrison.
Yes, I have a hat that matches, and it was very popular last year. But if you want to rep this look, little spring breaky feel, a little tropical, like it is perfect, retro-y.
I believe this would be the perfect shirt for everybody to wear for your birthday party coming up.
It's not my birthday party, but it's no one's birthday party. It's a Palmer party.
It's a Palmer party.
And it does happen to be my birthday, yes, but it's a coincidence.
There you go.
Yes, swap hats.
There you go. Yep, so that's Harrison's first purchase of the season was that hat. But we have this collection. It's called Burr Fabric, and it is sun protection, it's wicking, all that good stuff for the Florida heat. This is our coastal collection. We have this in a hoodie. We've got a couple of t-shirts that are really nice.
Oh, those are nice.
These are very nice, and this has got a great feel to it. Too bad we don't have Feel-O-Vision, because this has a really, here, Harrison, that's a good weight.
Yeah, that is very good.
So Harrison's our resident, videographer approved. So this is all part of our coastal collection. This is something new for us this year. We've got the powder blue in two styles, which is really nice.
Yeah, powder blue, I think, is the color of the year.
Yeah, this is going to go great this year. And then we've got a couple of different red styles, one here. And this has a very cool back to it. This year they did a little something different with it, and they just alphabetized all the teams.
Oh.
So, Braves, Atlanta, A, right at the top. Right
yeah.
in the center. It's great. Normally we're down here in Southwest Florida, but this year we were front and center. This is our all team. This is for those people that come in. We always have a comedian every day, basically. Where's your Philly stuff? Where's your Yankees stuff? Where's your whatever stuff? And this is what we sell them. It's got all the teams on it, and this is an extremely popular hat. We're ready for St. Patty's Day, which will be playing the Boston Red Sox, so this will go. We'll probably sell out of this hat before the day is over.
You might not be able to see it, but there's four-leaf clovers in the background of it.
This is exactly what the players wear. So, for example, if Chris Sale or Matt Olson were to lose their hat, heaven forbid, somebody could run in here and replace their cap. This is exactly the same cap that they wear on field. Infants here in the window, we start at newborn and go up to 24 months in infant, and then we start over here with toddlers, size 2. We go up to 5, 6, and then the youth sizes, so right over here. So we have boys and girls, and then we have some that boys or girls would want. So
where can people get merchandise? Can you tell us your hours and phone orders and all that fun stuff?
Right now we are open every day 9 to 3, and it's kind of difficult if you want to do a phone order because we are so busy in store, and we like to make sure we take care of the customers that are here in person. Not that we don't want to do phone orders, but you can call 941-413-5000 option 2, and we are more than happy to see if we can oblige and do phone orders. We do charge for shipping, depends upon what you're buying.
one of the biggest stores in the Grapefruit League here.
Absolutely.
At Cool Today Park. So make sure you come out, get your Braves merchandise. We'll be back on the Braves Beach House podcast. A lot of exciting segments coming up right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Braves Beach House podcast. Truly one of the most exciting episodes we're ever going to film here today. We have Braves former legendary center fielder, the one and only Mr. Andrew Jones in the building. Mr. Jones, what an honor it is to have you here today. My former self right now is doing up-downs just with pure excitement, and I still am right now.
Well, thank you for having me, guys.
It's always an honor to have you around the park here for spring training in Cool Today Park as a special assistant now with the team. But, you know, Braves fan, know you as a Brave. You consider yourself a Brave. But we wanted to ask you, what was your second favorite team to play for and why?
Second team will still be the Braves. I don't know. But
that's a great answer.
When I left here, my career kind of went downhill a little bit. But, I managed to stay in the game and I got a chance with the Dodgers. I had injuries there. Then I had to rebound back. I had a chance with Texas. I didn't get a chance to play every day. So, I just finished the career there. I mean, not my career there. I finished the year there. Then had a chance with White Sox, and then I had 2 years with the Yankees. Then I went to Japan for 2 years, so that was very fun. Got back into the love of the game, be honest with you, because when I left the Braves, I didn't play every day.
Right.
I was more like a platoon and play once in a while a week. So when I went to Japan, I got a chance to play every day back again, and the love of the game, and end up winning the championship over there. So it was fun.
And congratulations on that championship.
Oh,
that was
you,
cool.
Thank you.
Kind of with the worldly baseball that we're talking about, what was your experience like coaching for Netherlands in the World Baseball Classic?
I think everything started when I got a chance to play it. I think I played in 06. I think I played 1 year. Then I played again in 2013. Get a chance to play with guys that you grew up with and guys that idolize you kind of in a way, and get a chance to play with them on the team and represent your team. I mean, represent your country. It was fun. Sure. I had a blast doing it as a coach too. So we had a lot of great players that some of them still playing. So it's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking with these guys and we all speak the same language at the same time. So it's a fun time.
Absolutely. And Curaçao being a huge part of the Atlanta Braves organization, 7 of the 17 players that have come from Curaçao have been an Atlanta Brave. You have the Kenley Jansens, Randall Simons, Ozzy Albies, Jerickson Profar now, and of course yourself on past rosters. What do you think gives the Braves such a special connection to your motherland?
Well, way back in the day, we had a scout that was scouting for the Braves, but not even that. The Braves team just grew up on, get a chance to see him on TV all the time. So,
right.
That Turner had that deal that, he had the Braves on regular cable. We didn't have to have a special dish or nothing. So, for him to do that was special. That's why we got a chance to see a lot of Braves game. And, having a scout down there and help a lot
That's cool to think that you even grew up a Braves fan. I know Braves fans and Braves country will be excited to hear that, not just playing for them, but during the development process, even watching the TBS games as we did growing up.
I grew up my time, though. I grew up, I was a big Oakland A's fan because that was the only teams they were in the World Series all the time, so you get a chance to see World Series games. But, after that, you get to know all the teams and, mm-hmm. Since the 90s, the Braves will start going to the World Series. So you start knowing the Braves more and you become a little bit more fan of them.
Well, the big stat at 19 years and 180 days, you became the youngest player to homer in the World Series, a record which you still hold to this day. And you became only the second player to homer in your first two World Series at-bats. How do you maintain your composure in a situation like that?
I don't know. Sometimes they tell you you're dumb, young and dumb. So I think that's what it was, to be honest with you. You've been doing this for a long time, and I think You know, I think if you feel like you can handle the pressure, those things really don't matter. I felt like I was more nervous in 1999 than I was in 1996. Right. That was my first World Series. You think your second World Series. You feel like you got it already.
Swinging pretty free.
You know what I mean? But, you know, the second one, we play a tough team that got us on the empty temp, and they run us over. So, you know, it's tough because now the expectation is higher. So
yeah.
Everybody's like looking at you. Oh, you know, you've been there. You know what you did. So now you know, you need to do twice as better than you did the first time. So
and you set the bar awfully high.
Yes, I mean, that's how it is. I mean, it's a good and a bad when you have a good year. And you know, the next year they expect you to have, you know, better number than you had the previous year.
That's right, part of the process there. You played in an era before advanced analytics dictated things like position alignment and outfield shifts. How do you think your approach to patrolling center field compares to what we see now, and what do you think made you so successful?
Well, I mean, good question. I mean, be honest with you, analytic was just now, it was just a better scouting report. Be honest with you, that's how it is. That's how I look at it. You know, we had all the scouting reports. We will go over the pitchers and catchers, the you know, how to hit, how this hitter is going to be hitting and all this stuff. So it was there before. I think now it's more clean. Let's put it as more clean. And then that's what the name analytic come out. You know, they tell you higher percentage, you know, of what this guy is going to do, what this guy's not going to do. So I think that's what it come a little bit more into the game. And I'm not against it. I'm you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have in your back pocket as, you know, what this guy normally do. But I'm more of an instinct guy.
Baseball instincts.
I think if you can use your instincts, it's going to take you a long way. And then you can separate yourself from a regular baseball player to an elite baseball player.
Yes, sir, and you absolutely did that. Speaking of which, who is your current favorite center fielder to watch, and do you see any glimpses of yourself in them?
Wow, good question. I like Michael Harris that we have. I talk to him. He's a good kid. He's got a good instinct of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's gonna have a big year this year if he stay healthy. You know what he can do, and we're looking forward for it. But it's so many great outfielders out there. You know, you got a guy that win, you know, the last 2 years in Colorado. You know, he's covering a big ground out there, so it's very interesting.
Yeah, a lot of ground out there to cover. Just a couple more questions for you here today. We always like to talk from the player's perspective and the youngster's perspective. What advice could you give to the players maybe going through their first spring training camp, and also the youngsters, that what could they do to get them to their first spring training?
Wow, I mean, for the youngsters to get here, you just have to get here.
That's right.
You know, all of us work hard, continue to learn, you know, just be humble about it. You know, everybody know you have the talent. You know, you come to spring training to develop your talent and be better so you can help the team win.
Right.
For the other guys, you know, continue to have fun. Continue to have fun and continue to learn and help this team win a championship again.
That's right. That's right. That's great advice. Well, I've been asking all of our guests, what is your favorite go-to concession item here at Cool Today Park when you're here with us for spring training?
Go-to hot dog and a hot dog.
There you go. You can get that at Dogs and Burgers. I'm going to see you in line, right?
I'm a hot dog person.
Maybe
you
some
know,
sausage?
Burger, you know, you have to have something special. So, you know, it's tough to have a good burger out there, but a hot dog is always great.
Hot dog and baseball goes hand in hand,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Well, we have a tradition where we have the T-shirt cannon come out and give our guest a T-shirt. Mr. Jones, can he still catch one? Boom!
That was a knuckleball.
That slid on you a little bit today. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This is a dream come true. Braves fans, make sure you're looking Mr. Jones up here as a special assistant at 2025 spring training. He'll be with us. And thank you so much for a legendary Braves career, and much success to you in your future days, Mr. Jones.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
See Take
you.
Care.
All right.
So Harrison, a huge week at the ballpark this week. It's been dubbed AL East Week.
Yeah, that's right, Patrick. Coming up this week today, if you're here, we have the Boston Red Sox coming to town. That's going to be a great game. We got the Pittsburgh Pirates stopping by tomorrow, making the drive down from Bradenton. And this weekend, we got all sorts of fun. On Saturday, it is the Toronto Blue Jays, a little international matchup. I mean, people always ask how we have world-famous hot dogs. I'm here to inform you, it's because all of our friends from Canada are coming down and eating our hot dogs on Saturday. We also got our first edition of the Extra Innings Concert Series on Saturday, so be sure to join us on the plaza after the game for some live music and food specials. It's going to be a good time. And Sunday, the New York Yankees are making their return to Cool Day Park. Always a big one.
Oh, that's always a fun one there to see the pinstripes come through Cool Day Park.
Now with beards.
Now the bearded Yankees will be here. We'll see any growth yet?
That's going to have to be your task. Pre-game, we're going to need to see how the beard growth is going and how does it affect the morale of the team here in the ballpark. And the kids will get to run the bases after the game too on Sunday.
So and a lot of kids were running those bases on Sunday this week.
Yes.
It's wild.
It was a great time. It's going to be another great week here. And do you want to give all of our Braves Beach House viewers the scoop on who you have joining next week on the show?
Yes, I would love to.